بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The Exordium. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Praise be to God, Lord of the universe, the compassionate, the merciful, sovereign of the day of judgment. You alone we worship, and to you alone we turn for help. Guide us to the straight path, the path of those whom you have favored, not of those who have incurred your wrath, nor of those who have gone astray. The cow. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. This book is not to be doubted. It is a guide for the righteous who believe in the unseen and are steadfast in prayer, who give in alms from what we gave them, who believe in what has been revealed to you and what was revealed before you, and have absolute faith in the life to come. These are rightly guided by their Lord. These shall surely triumph. As for the unbelievers, it is the same whether or not you forewarn them. They will not have faith. God has set a seal upon their hearts and ears. Their sight is dimmed, and grievous punishment awaits them. There are some who declare, "We believe in God and the last day." Yet they are no true believers. They seek to deceive God and those who believe in him, but they deceive none save themselves, though they may not perceive it. There is a sickness in their hearts, which God has aggravated. They shall be sternly punished for the lies they tell. When they are told, "You shall not do evil in the land," they reply, "Surely we are doing only what is good." But it is they who are the evildoers, though they may not perceive it. And when they are told, "Believe as others believe," they reply, "Are we to believe as fools believe?" It is they who are the fools, if they but knew it. When they meet the faithful, they declare, "We too are believers." But when alone with their devils, they say to them, "We follow none but you. We were only mocking." God will mock them and keep them long in sin, ever straying from the right path. Such are those that barter guidance for error. They profit nothing, nor are they on the right path. They are like one who kindled a fire, but as soon as it lit up all around him, God put it out and left him in darkness. They do not see. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they will never return to the right path. Or like those who, beneath a dark storm cloud charged with thunder and lightning, thrust their fingers into their ears at the sound of every thunderclap for fear of death. God thus encompasses the unbelievers. The lightning almost snatches away their sight. Whenever it flashes upon them, they walk on. But as soon as it darkens, they stand still. Indeed, if God pleased, he could take away their hearing and their sight. God has power over all things. You people, serve your Lord who has created you and those who have gone before you, so that you may guard yourselves against evil, who has made the earth a bed for you, and the sky a dome, and has sent down water from the sky to bring forth fruits for your sustenance. Do not knowingly set up other gods beside God. If you doubt what we have revealed to our servant, produce one chapter comparable to it. Call upon your idols to assist you, if what you say be true. But if you fail, as you are sure to fail, then guard yourselves against the fire whose fuel is men and stones, prepared for the unbelievers. Proclaim good tidings to those who have faith and do good works. They shall dwell in gardens watered by running streams. Whenever they are given fruit to eat, they will say, "This is what we used to eat before." For they shall be given the like. Wedded to chaste spouses, they shall abide therein forever. God does not disdain to make comparison with a gnat or with a larger creature. The faithful know that it is the truth from their Lord, but the unbelievers ask, "What could God mean by this comparison?" By such comparisons, God confounds many and enlightens many. But he confounds none except the evildoers, who break his covenant after accepting it, and put asunder what he has bidden to be united, and perpetrate corruption in the land. These will surely be the losers. How can you deny God? Did he not give you life when you were dead? And will he not cause you to die and then restore you to life? Will you not return to him at last? He created for you all that the earth contains. Then, ascending to the sky, he fashioned it into seven heavens. He has knowledge of all things. When your Lord said to the angels, I am placing on the earth one that shall rule as my deputy, they replied, Will you put there one that will do evil and shed blood when we have for so long sung your praises and sanctified your name? He said, I know what you know not. He taught Adam the names of all things and then set them before the angels, saying, Tell me the names of these, if what you say be true. Glory be to you, they replied. We have no knowledge except that which you have given us. You alone are all-knowing and wise. Then said he, Adam, tell them their names. And when Adam had named them, he said, Did I not tell you that I know the secrets of the heavens and the earth, and know all that you reveal and all that you conceal? And when we said to the angels, Prostrate yourselves before Adam, they all prostrated themselves except Satan, who in his pride refused and became an unbeliever. We said, Adam, dwell with your wife in paradise and eat of its fruits to your heart's content, wherever you will. But never approach this tree, or you shall both become transgressors. But Satan lured them thence and brought about them banishment. Get you down, we said, and be enemies to each other. The earth will for a while provide your dwelling and your sustenance. Then Adam received commandments from his Lord, and his Lord relented towards him. He is the relenting one, the merciful. Get you down hence all, we said. When my guidance is revealed to you, those that follow my guidance shall have nothing to fear or to regret, but those that deny and reject our revelations shall be the inmates of the fire, and there they shall abide forever. Children of Israel, remember the favor I have bestowed upon you. Keep your covenant, and I will be true to mine. Dread my power. Have faith in my revelations, which confirm your scriptures, and do not be the first to deny them. Do not sell my revelations for a paltry price. Fear me. Do not confound truth with falsehood. Not knowingly conceal the truth. Attend to your prayers. Render the alms levy, and kneel with those who kneel. Would you enjoin righteousness on men and forget it yourselves? Yet you read the scriptures. Have you no sense? Fortify yourselves with patience and with prayer. This may indeed be an exacting discipline, but not to the devout, who know that they will meet their Lord, and that to him they will return. Children of Israel, remember the favor I have bestowed upon you, and that I exalted you above the nations. Guard yourselves against the day on which no soul shall stand for another, when no intercession shall be accepted for it, no ransom be taken from it, no help be given it. Remember how we delivered you from Pharaoh's people, who had oppressed you cruelly, slaying your sons and sparing only your daughters. Surely that was a great trial by your Lord. We parted the sea for you, and taking you to safety, drowned Pharaoh's men before your very eyes. We made a tryst with Moses on the 40th night, and in his absence you took up the calf and thus committed evil. Yet after that we pardoned you, so that you might give thanks. We gave Moses the scriptures and knowledge of right and wrong, so that you may be rightly guided. Moses said to his people, You have wronged yourselves, my people, in worshipping the calf. Turn in penitence to your Creator, and slay the culprits among you. That will be best for you in your Creator's sight. And he relented towards you. He is the relenting one, the merciful. When you said to Moses, We will not believe in you until we see God with our own eyes. The thunderbolt struck you while you were looking on. Then we revived you from your stupor, so that you might give thanks. We caused the clouds to draw their shadow over you, and sent down for you manna and quails, saying, Eat of the good things we have given you. Indeed, they did not wrong us, but they wronged themselves. Enter this city, we said, and eat where you will to your heart's content. Make your way reverently through the gates, saying, We repent. We shall forgive you your sins and bestow abundance upon the righteous. But that which they were told, the wrongdoers replaced with other words, and we let loose on the wrongdoers a scourge from heaven as punishment for their misdeeds. When Moses requested water for his people, we said to him, Strike the rock with your staff. Thereupon 12 springs gushed from the rock, and each tribe knew their drinking place. We said, "Eat and drink of that which God has provided, and do not foul the land with evil." "Moses," you said, "we will no longer put up with this monotonous diet. Call on your Lord to give us some of the varied produce of the earth, green herbs and cucumbers, corn and lentils and onions." "What," he answered, "would you exchange that which is good for what is worse? Go back to some city. There you will find all you have asked for." Shame and misery were stamped upon them, and they incurred the wrath of God because they disbelieved God's signs and slew the prophets unjustly because they were rebels and transgressors. Believers, Jews, Christians, and Sabaeans, whoever believes in God in the last day and does what is right, shall be rewarded by their Lord. They have nothing to fear or to regret. We made a covenant with you and raised the mount above you, saying, "Grasp fervently what we have given you, and bear in mind its precepts, that you may guard yourselves against evil." Yet after that you turned away, and but for God's grace and mercy, you would have surely been among the lost. You have heard of those of you that broke the Sabbath. We said to them, "You shall be changed into detested apes." We made their fate an example to their own generation, and to those who followed them, and a lesson to the righteous. When Moses said to his people, "God commands you to sacrifice a cow," they replied, "Are you trifling with us?" "God forbid that I should be so foolish," he rejoined. "Call on your Lord," they said, "to make known to us what kind of cow she shall be." He replied, "Your Lord says, let her be neither an old cow nor a young heifer, but in between. Do therefore as you are bidden." "Call on your Lord," they said, "to make known to us what her color shall be." He replied, "Your Lord says, let the cow be yellow, a rich yellow, pleasing to those that see it." "Call on your Lord," they said, "to make known to us the exact type of cow she shall be, for to us cows look all alike. If God wills, we shall be rightly guided." Moses replied, "Your Lord says, let her be a healthy cow, not worn out with plowing the earth or watering the field, a cow free from any blemish." "Now you have told us all," they answered, and they slaughtered a cow after they had nearly declined to do so. "And when you slew a man and then fell out with one another concerning him, God made known what you concealed. We said, strike him with a part of it. Thus God restores the dead to life and shows you his signs, that you may grow in understanding. Yet after that your hearts became as hard as rock, or even harder. For from some rocks rivers take their course, some break asunder and water gushes from them, and others tumble down through fear of God. God is not unaware of what you do. Do you then hope that they will believe in you, when some of them have already heard the word of God and knowingly perverted it, although they understood its meaning? When they meet the faithful, they declare, we too are believers. But when alone, they say to each other, must you declare to them what God has revealed to you? They will only dispute with you about it in your Lord's presence. Have you no sense? Do they not know that God has knowledge of all that they conceal and all that they reveal? There are illiterate men among them who, ignorant of the Scriptures, know of nothing but wishful fancies and vague conjecture. Woe betide those that write the Scriptures with their own hands and then declare, this is from God, in order to gain some paltry end. Woeful shall be their fate, because of what their hands have written, because of what they did. They declare, the fire will never touch us, except for a few days. Say, did God make you such a promise? God will not break his promise, or do you assert of God what you know not? Truly, those that commit evil and become engrossed in sin shall be the inmates of fire. There shall they abide forever. But those that have faith and do good works are the heirs of paradise. There shall they abide forever. When we made a covenant with the Israelites, we said, serve none but God, show kindness to your parents, to your kinsfolk, to orphans, and to the destitute. Exhort men to righteousness, attend to your prayers, and render the alms levy. But you all broke your covenant except for a few, and paid no heed. And when we made a covenant with you, we said, you shall not shed your kinsman's blood, or turn them out of their dwellings. To this you consented and bore witness. Yet there you were, slaying your own kinsfolk, and turning a number of them out of their dwellings, and helping each other against them with sin and aggression. Though had they come to you as captives, you would have ransomed them. Surely their expulsion was unlawful. Can you believe in one part of the Scriptures and deny another? Those of you that act thus shall be rewarded with disgrace in this world, and with grievous punishment on the day of resurrection. God is never heedless of what you do. Such are they who buy the life of this world at the price of the life to come. Their punishment shall not be mitigated, nor shall they be helped. To Moses we gave the Scriptures, and after him we sent other apostles. We gave Jesus, son of Mary, veritable signs, and strengthened him with the Holy Spirit. Will you then scorn each apostle whose message does not suit your fancies, charging some with imposture and slaying others? They say, "Our hearts are sealed," but God has cursed them for their unbelief. They have but little faith. And now that a book confirming their own has come to them from God, they deny it, although they know it to be the truth, and have long prayed for help against the unbelievers. God's curse be upon the infidels. Evil is that for which they have bartered away their souls, to deny God's own revelation, grudging that he should reveal his bounty to whom he chooses from among his servants. They have incurred God's most inexorable wrath. Ignominious punishment awaits the unbelievers. When they were told, "Believe in what God has revealed," they reply, "We believe in what was revealed to us." But they deny what has since been revealed, although it is the truth, corroborating their own Scriptures. Say, "Why did you kill the prophets of God, if you are true believers? Moses came to you with veritable signs, but in his absence you worshipped the calf and committed evil. When we made a covenant with you and raised the mount above you, saying, 'Grasp fervently what we have given you and hear our commandments,' you replied, 'We hear, but disobey.' For their unbelief they were made to drink down the calf into their hearts. Say, 'Evil is that to which your faith prompts you, if you are indeed believers.' Say, 'If God's abode of the hereafter is for yourselves alone, to the exclusion of others, then wish for death, if your claim be true.' But they will never wish for death, because of what they did. For God knows the evildoers. Indeed, you will find they love this life more than other men, more than the pagans do. Each of them would love to live 1,000 years. But even if their lives were indeed prolonged, that will surely not save them from our scourge. God is watching all their actions. Say, whoever is an enemy of Gabriel, who has by God's grace revealed to you the Quran as a guide and joyful tidings for the faithful, confirming previous Scriptures, whoever is an enemy of God, his angels or his apostles, or of Gabriel or Michael, will surely find that God is the enemy of the unbelievers. We have sent down to you clear revelations. None will deny them except the evildoers. What? Whenever they make a covenant, must some of them cast it aside? Most of them are unbelievers. And now that an apostle has come to them from God confirming their own Scriptures, some of those to whom the Scriptures were given cast off the book of God over their backs as though they know nothing and accept what the devils tell of Solomon's kingdom. Not that Solomon was an unbeliever. It is the devils who are unbelievers. They teach men witchcraft, and that which was revealed to the angels Harut and Marut in Babylon. Yet they never instruct any man without saying to him beforehand, 'We have been sent to tempt you. Do not renounce your faith.' From these two they learn a charm by which they can create discord between husband and wife, although they can harm none with what they learn except by God's leave. They learn indeed what harms them and does not profit them. Yet they know full well that anyone who engaged in that traffic would have no share in the life to come. Vile is that for which they have sold their souls, if they but knew it. Had they embraced the faith and kept from evil, far better for them would God's reward have been, if they but knew it. Believers, do not say, 'Listen to us,' but say, 'Look upon us.' Take heed, woeful punishment awaits the unbelievers. The unbelievers among the people of the book and the pagans resent that any blessings should have been sent down to you from your Lord, but God chooses whom he will for his mercy. God's grace is infinite. If we abrogate a verse or cause it to be forgotten, we will replace it by a better one or one similar. Did you not know that God has power over all things? Did you not know that it is God who has sovereignty over the heavens and the earth, and that there is none besides God to protect or help you? Would you rather demand of your apostle that which was once demanded of Moses? He that barters faith for unbelief has surely strayed from the right path. Many among the people of the book wish, through envy, to lead you back to unbelief, now that you have embraced the faith and the truth that has been made plain to them. Forgive them and bear with them until God makes known his will. God has power over all things. Attend to your prayers and render the alms levy. Whatever good you do shall be recompensed by God. God is watching all your actions. They declare, none shall enter paradise but Jews and Christians. Such are their wishful fancies. Say, let us have your proof, if what you say be true. Indeed, those that submit to God and do good works shall be recompensed by their Lord. They shall have nothing to fear or to regret. The Jews say that Christians are misguided, and the Christians say it is the Jews who are misguided. Yet they both read the Scriptures, and the ignorant say the same of both. God will, on the day of resurrection, judge their disputes. Who is more wicked than the men who seek to destroy the mosques of God and forbid his name to be mentioned in them, when it behooves these men to enter them with fear in their hearts? They shall be held up to shame in this world, and in the world to come, grievous punishment awaits them. To God belongs the east and the west. Whichever way you turn, there is the face of God. He is omnipresent and all-knowing. They say, God has begotten a son. Glory be to him. His is what the heavens and the earth contain. All is obedient to him. Creator of the heavens and the earth, when he decrees a thing, he need only say, be, and it is. The ignorant ask, why does God not speak to us or give us a sign? The same demand was made by those before them. Their hearts are all alike. But to those whose faith is firm, we have already revealed our signs. We have sent you forth to proclaim the truth and to give warning. You shall not be questioned about the errors of hell. You will please neither the Jews nor the Christians unless you follow their faith. Say, God's guidance is the only guidance, and if, after all the knowledge you have been given, you yield to their desires, there shall be none to help or protect you from the wrath of God. Those to whom we have given the book, and who read it as it ought to be read, truly believe in it. Those that deny it will surely be the losers. Children of Israel, remember the favor I have bestowed upon you, and that I exalted you above the nations. Guard yourselves against a day on which no soul shall stand for another, when no ransom shall be accepted from it, no intercession avail it, no help be given it. When his Lord put Abraham to the proof by enjoining on him certain commandments, and Abraham fulfilled them, he said, I have appointed you a leader of mankind. And what of my descendants? Asked Abraham. My covenant, said he, does not apply to the evildoers. We made the house a resort and a sanctuary for mankind, saying, make the place where Abraham stood a house of worship. We enjoined Abraham and Ishmael to cleanse our house for those who walk around it, who meditate in it, and who kneel and prostrate themselves. Lord, said Abraham, make this a secure land and bestow plenty upon its people, those of them that believe in God and the last day. As for those that do not, he answered, I shall let them live a while, and then shall drag them to the scourge of the fire and evil fate. Abraham and Ishmael built the house and dedicated it, saying, accept this from us, Lord. You are the one that hears all and knows all. Lord, make us submissive to you. Make of our descendants a community that will submit to you. Teach us our rites of worship, and turn to us with mercy. You are the forgiving one, the merciful. Lord, send forth to them an apostle of their own, who shall declare to them your revelations, and shall instruct them in the book and in wisdom, and shall purify them of sin. You are the mighty, the wise one. Who but a foolish man would renounce the faith of Abraham? We chose him in this world, and in the world to come he shall abide among the righteous. When his Lord said to him, submit, he answered, I have submitted to the Lord of the universe. Abraham enjoined the faith on his children, and so did Jacob, saying, my children, God has chosen for you the true faith. Do not depart this life except in full submission. Were you present when death came to Jacob? He said to his children, What will you worship when I am gone? They replied, We will worship your God and the God of your forefathers, Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac, the one God, to him we will submit. That community has passed away. Theirs is what they did, and yours what you have done. You shall not be questioned about their actions. They say, Accept the Jewish or the Christian faith, and you shall be rightly guided. Say, By no means. We believe in the faith of Abraham, the upright one. He was no idolater. Say, We believe in God and that which has been revealed to us, in what was revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, to Moses and Jesus and the other prophets by their Lord. We make no distinction among any of them, and to him we submit. If they accept your faith, they shall be rightly guided. If they reject it, they shall surely be in schism. Against them God is your all-sufficient defender. He hears all and knows all. We take on God's own die, and who has a better die than God's? Him will we worship. Say, would you dispute with us about God, who is our Lord and your Lord? We shall both be judged by our works. To him alone we are devoted. Do you claim that Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes were all Jews or Christians? Say, who knows better, you or God? Who is more wicked than man who hides a testimony he has received from God? God is never heedless of what you do. That community has passed away. Theirs is what they did, and yours what you have done. You shall not be questioned about their actions. The foolish will ask, What has made them turn away from their Qibla? Say, The east and west are God's. He guides whom he will to the right path. We have made you a just community, so that you may testify against mankind, and that your own apostle may testify against you. We decreed your former Qibla only in order that we might know the apostle's true adherence, and those who were to disown him. It was indeed a hard test, but not to those whom God has guided. God's aim was not to make your faith fruitless. He is compassionate and merciful to men. Many a time we have seen you turn your face towards the sky. We will make you turn towards a Qibla that will please you. Turn your face towards the holy mosque. Wherever you be, turn your faces towards it. Those to whom the scriptures were given know this to be the truth for their Lord. God is never heedless of what they do, but even if you gave them every proof, they would not accept your Qibla, nor would you accept theirs, nor would any of them accept the Qibla of the other. If, after all the knowledge you have been given, you yield to their desires, then you will surely become an evildoer. Those to whom we gave the scriptures know our apostle as they know their own sons, but some of them deliberately conceal the truth. This is the truth from your Lord, therefore never doubt it. Each one has a goal towards which he turns, but wherever you are, emulate one another in good works. God will bring you all before him. God has power over all things. Whichever way you depart, face towards the holy mosque. This is surely the truth from your Lord. God is never heedless of what you do. Whichever way you depart, face towards the holy mosque, and wherever you are, face towards it, so that men will have no cause to reproach you, except the evildoers among them. Have no fear of them. Fear me, so that I may perfect my favor to you, and that you may be rightly guided. Thus we have sent forth to you an apostle of your own who will recite to you our revelations, and purify you of sin, who will instruct you in the book and in wisdom, and teach you that of which you had no knowledge. Remember me, then, and I will remember you. Give thanks to me, and never deny me. Believers, fortify yourselves with patience and with prayer. God is with those that are patient. Do not say that those slain in the cause of God are dead. They are alive, but you are not aware of them. We shall test your steadfastness with fear and famine, with loss of property and life and crops. Give good news to those who endure with fortitude, who in adversity say, We belong to God, and to him we shall return. On such men will be God's blessing and mercy. Such men are rightly guided. Safa and Marwa are two of God's beacons. It shall be no offense for the pilgrim or the visitor to the sacred house to walk around them. He that does good of his own accord shall be recompensed by God. God has knowledge of all things. those that hide the clear proofs and the guidance we have revealed after we had proclaimed them in the Scriptures shall be cursed by God and cursed by those who invoke damnation, except those that repent and mend their ways and make known the truth. Towards them I shall relent. I am the relenting one, the merciful. But the infidels who die unbelievers shall incur the curse of God, the angels, and all mankind. Under it they shall remain forever. Their punishment shall not be mitigated, nor shall they be reprieved. Your God is one God. There is no God but Him. He is the compassionate, the merciful. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the alternation of night and day, in the ships that sail the ocean with cargoes beneficial to man, in the water which God sends down from the sky, and with which He revives the earth after its death, dispersing over it all manner of beasts, in the disposal of winds, and in the clouds that are driven between sky and earth, surely in these there are signs for rational men. Yet there are some who worship idols, bestowing on them the adoration due to God, though the love of God is stronger in the faithful. But when they face their punishment, the wrongdoers will learn that might is God's alone, and God is stern in retribution. When they face their punishment, those who were followed will disown their followers, and the bonds which now unite them will break asunder. Those who follow them will say, "Could we but live again, we would disown them as they have now disowned us." Thus will God show them their own works. They shall sigh with remorse, but shall never emerge from the fire. You people, eat of what is lawful and wholesome on the earth, and do not walk in Satan's footsteps, for he is your inveterate foe. He enjoins on you evil and lewdness, and bids you assert about God what you know not. When they are told, "Follow what God has revealed," they reply, "We will follow what our fathers practiced," even though their fathers understood nothing and had no guidance. The unbelievers are like beasts which, call out to them as one may, can hear nothing but a shout and a cry. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they understand nothing. Believers, eat of the wholesome things with which we have provided you, and give thanks to God, if it is Him you worship. He has forbidden you carrion, blood, and the flesh of swine, also any flesh that is consecrated other than in the name of God. But whoever is driven by necessity, intending neither to sin nor to transgress, shall incur no guilt. God is forgiving and merciful. Those that suppress any part of the Scriptures which God has revealed in order to gain some paltry end shall swallow nothing but fire into their bellies. On the day of resurrection, God will speak neither to them nor purify them. Woeful punishment awaits them. Such are those that barter guidance for error and forgiveness for punishment. How steadfastly they seek the fire! That is because God has revealed the book with the truth. Those that disagree about it are in extreme schism. Righteousness does not consist in whether you face towards the east or the west. The righteous man is he who believes in God and the last day, in the angels and the book and the prophets, who, though he loves it dearly, gives away his wealth to kinsfolk, to orphans, to the destitute, to the traveler in need and to beggars, and for the redemption of captives, who attend to his prayers and render the alms levy, who is true to his promises, and steadfast in trial and adversity and in times of war. Such are the true believers, such are the God-fearing. Believers, retaliation is decreed for you in bloodshed. A free man for a free man, a slave for a slave, and a female for a female. He who is pardoned by his aggrieved brother shall be prosecuted according to usage, and shall pay him a liberal fine. This is a merciful dispensation from your Lord. He that transgresses thereafter shall be sternly punished. Men of understanding, in retaliation you have safeguarded for your lives. Perchance you will guard yourselves against evil. It is decreed that when death approaches, those of you that leave property shall bequeath it equitably to parents and kindred. This is a duty incumbent on the righteous. He that alters a will after hearing it shall be accountable for his crime. God hears and knows all. He that suspects an error or an injustice on the part of a testator and brings about a settlement among the parties incurs no guilt. God is forgiving and merciful. Believers, fasting is decreed for you as it was decreed for those before you. Perchance you will guard yourselves against evil. fast a certain number of days, but if anyone among you is ill or on a journey, let him fast a similar number of days later. And for those that cannot endure it, there is a penance ordained, the feeding of a poor man. He that does good of his own accord shall be well rewarded, but to fast is better for you, if you but knew it. In the month of Ramadan, the Quran was revealed, a book of guidance for mankind with proofs of guidance distinguishing right from wrong. Therefore, whoever of you is present in that month, let him fast. But he who is ill or on a journey shall fast a similar number of days later on. God desires your well-being, not your discomfort. He desires you to fast the whole month so that you may magnify God and render thanks to him for giving you his guidance. If my servants question you about me, tell them that I am near. I answer the prayer of the suppliant when he calls to me. Therefore, let them answer my call and put their trust in me, that they might be rightly guided. It is now lawful for you to lie with your wives on the night of the fast. They are a comfort to you, as you are to them. God knew that you were deceiving yourselves. He has relented towards you and pardoned you. Therefore, you may now lie with them and seek what God has ordained for you. Eat and drink until you can tell a white thread from a black one in the light of the coming dawn. Then resume the fast till nightfall and do not approach them, but stay at your prayers in the mosques. These are the bounds set by God. Do not approach them. Thus he makes known his revelations to mankind, that they may guard themselves against evil. Do not devour one another's property by unjust means, nor bribe the judges with it in order that you may wrongfully and knowingly usurp the possessions of other men. They question you about the phases of the moon. Say, they are seasons fixed for mankind and for the pilgrimage. Righteousness does not consist in entering your dwellings from the back. The righteous man is he that fears God. Enter your dwellings by their doors and fear God, so that you may prosper. Fight for the sake of God those that fight against you, but do not attack them first. God does not love aggressors. Slay them wherever you find them. Drive them out of the places from which they drove you. Idolatry is more grievous than bloodshed, but do not fight them within the precincts of the holy mosque, unless they attack you there. If they attack you, put them to the sword. Thus shall the unbelievers be rewarded. But if they mend their ways, know that God is forgiving and merciful. Fight against them until idolatry is no more and God's religion reigns supreme. But if they desist, fight none except the evildoers. A sacred month for a sacred month, sacred things too are subject to retaliation. If anyone attacks you, attack him as he attacked you. Have fear of God and know that God is with the righteous. Give generously for the cause of God, and do not with your own hands cast yourself into destruction. Be charitable. God loves the charitable. Make the pilgrimage and visit the sacred house for his sake. If you cannot, send such offerings as you can afford, and do not shave your heads until the offerings have reached their destination. But if any of you is ill or suffers from an ailment of the head, he must do penance either by fasting, or by almsgiving, or by offering a sacrifice. If in peacetime anyone among you combines the visit with the pilgrimage, he must offer such gifts as he can afford. But if he lacks the means, let him fast 3 days during the pilgrimage, and 7 when he has returned, that is, 10 days in all. That is incumbent on him whose family are not present at the holy mosque. Have fear of God. Know that God is stern in retribution. Make the pilgrimage in the appointed months. He that intends to perform it in those months must abstain from sexual intercourse, obscene language, and acrimonious disputes while on pilgrimage. God is aware of whatever good you do. Provide well for yourselves. The best provision is piety. Fear me, then, that you are endowed with understanding. It shall be no offense for you to seek the bounty of your Lord. When you come running from Arafat, remember God as you approach the sacred monument. Remember him that gave you guidance when you were in error. Then go out from the place whence the pilgrims will go out and implore the forgiveness of God. God is forgiving and merciful, and when you have fulfilled your sacred duties, remember God as you remember your forefathers, or with deeper reverence. There are some who say, Lord, give us abundance in this world. These shall have no share in the world to come. But there are others who say, Lord, give us what is good both in this world and in the world to come, and keep us from the torment of the fire. These shall have a share according to what they did. Swift is God's reckoning. Give glory to God on the appointed days. He that departs on the second day incurs no sin, nor does he who stays on longer, if he truly fears God. Have fear of God, then, and know that you shall all be gathered before him. There are some whose views on this life please you. They even call on God to vouch for that which is in their hearts, whereas in fact they are the deadliest of your opponents. No sooner do they leave you than they hasten to do evil in the land, destroying crops and cattle. God does not love evil. When they are told, "Have fear of God," vanity carries them off to sin. Sufficient for them shall be hell, an evil resting place. But there are others who would give away their lives in order to find favor with God. God is compassionate to his servants. Believers, submit all of you to God and do not walk in Satan's footsteps. He is your inveterate foe. If you lapse after the veritable signs that have been shown to you, know that God is mighty and wise. Are they waiting for God to come down to them in the shadow of a cloud with all the angels? Their fate will have been settled then. To God shall all things return. Ask the Israelites how many conspicuous signs we gave them. He that tampers with the gift of God after it is bestowed on him shall find that God is stern in retribution. For the unbelievers, the life of this world is decked with all manner of temptations. They scoff at the faithful, but those that fear God shall be above them on the day of resurrection. God gives unstintingly to whom he will. Mankind were once but one community. Then God sent forth prophets to give them good news and to warn them, and with these he sent down the book with the truth, that it might serve as arbiter in the disputes of men. None disputed it, save those to whom it was given, and that was through envy of one another, after veritable signs had been vouchsafed then. So God guided by his will those who believe in the truth which had been disputed. God guides whom he will to a straight path. Did you suppose that you would go to paradise untouched by the suffering which was endured by those before you? Affliction and adversity befell them, and so shaken were they that each apostle and those who shared his faith cried out, "When will God's help come? God's help is ever near." They will ask you about almsgiving. Say, "Whatever you bestow in charity must go to parents and to kinsfolk, to the orphans and to the destitute and to the traveler in need. God is aware of whatever good you do." Fighting is obligatory for you, much as you dislike it. But you may hate a thing, although it is good for you, and love a thing, although it is bad for you. God knows, but you know not. They ask you about the sacred month. Say, "To fight in this month is a grave offense, but to debar others from the path of God, to deny him, and to expel his worshippers from the holy mosque, is far more grave in his sight. Idolatry is more grievous than bloodshed." They will not cease to fight against you until they force you to renounce your faith, if they are able. But whoever of you recants and dies an unbeliever, his works shall come to nothing in this world and in the world to come. Such men shall be the tenants of the fire, wherein they shall abide forever. Those that have embraced the faith, and those that have fled their land and fought for the cause of God, may hope for God's mercy. God is forgiving and merciful. They ask you about drinking and gambling. Say, "There is great harm in both, although they have some benefit for men, but their harm is far greater than their benefit." They ask you what they should give in alms. Say, "What you can spare." Thus God makes plain to you his revelations, so that you may reflect upon this world and with the hereafter. They question you concerning orphans. Say, "To deal justly with them is best. If you mix their affairs with yours, remember they are your brothers. God knows the unjust from the just. If God pleased, he could afflict you. God is mighty and wise. You shall not wed pagan women unless they embrace the faith. A believing slave girl is better than an idolatress, although she may please you. Nor shall you wed idolaters unless they embrace the faith. A believing slave is better than an idolater, although he may please you. These call you to the fire, but God calls you by his will to paradise and to forgiveness. He makes plain his revelations to mankind, so that they may take heed. They ask you about menstruation. Say, "It is an indisposition." Keep aloof from women during their menstrual periods, and do not approach them until they are clean again. when they are clean, have intercourse with them whence God enjoined you. God loves those that turn to him in penitence and strive to keep themselves clean. Women are your fields. Go then into your fields whence you please. Do good works and fear God. Bear in mind that you shall meet him. Give good tidings to the believers. Do not make God, when you swear by him, a means to prevent you from dealing justly, from guarding yourselves against evil, and from making peace among men. God knows all and hears all. God will not call you to account for that which is inadvertent in your oaths, but he will take you to task for that which is intended in your hearts. God is forgiving and lenient. Those that renounce their wives on oath must wait 4 months. If they change their minds, God is forgiving and merciful. But if they decide to divorce them, know that God hears all and knows all. Divorced women must wait, keeping themselves from men 3 menstrual courses. It is unlawful for them, if they believe in God and the last day, to hide what God has created in their wombs, in which case their husbands would do well to take them back, should they desire reconciliation. Women shall with justice have rights similar to those exercised against them, although men have a status above women. God is mighty and wise. Divorce may be pronounced 2 times, and then a woman must be retained in honor or allowed to go with kindness. It is unlawful for husbands to take from them anything they have given them, unless both fear that they have not been able to keep within the bounds set by God, in which case it shall be no offense for either of them if the wife redeems herself. These are the bounds set by God. Do not transgress them. Those that transgress the bounds of God are wrongdoers. If a man divorces his wife, he cannot remarry her until she has wedded another man and been divorced by him, in which case it shall be no offense for either of them to return to the other, if they think that they can keep within the bounds set by God. Such are the bounds of God. He makes them plain to men of knowledge. When you have renounced your wives and they have reached the end of their waiting period, either retain them in honor or let them go with kindness, but you shall not retain them in order to harm them or to wrong them. Whoever does this wrongs his own soul. Do not trifle with God's revelations. Remember the favor God has bestowed upon you, and the book and the wisdom he has revealed for your instruction. Fear God and know that God has knowledge of all things. If a man has renounced his wife, and she has reached the end of her waiting period, do not prevent her from remarrying her husband if they have come to an honorable agreement. This is enjoined on every one of you who believes in God and the last day. It is more honorable for you and more chaste. God knows, but you know not. Mothers shall give suck to their children for 2 whole years if the father wishes the sucking to be completed. They must be maintained and clothed in a reasonable manner by the child's father. None should be charged with more than one can bear. A mother should not be allowed to suffer on account of her child, nor should a father on account of his child. The same duties devolve upon the father's heir, but if, after consultation, they choose by mutual consent to wean the child, they shall incur no guilt. Nor shall it be any offense for you if you prefer to have a nurse for your children, provided that you pay her what you promise, according to usage. Have fear of God, and know that God is cognizant of all your actions. Widows shall wait, keeping themselves apart from men, for 4 months and 10 days after their husband's death. When they have reached the end of their waiting period, it shall be no offense for you to let them do whatever they choose for themselves, provided that it is decent. God is cognizant of all your actions. It shall be no offense for you openly to propose marriage to such women or to cherish them in your hearts. God knows that you will remember them. Do not arrange to meet them in secret, and if you do, speak to them honorably. But you shall not consummate the marriage before the end of their waiting period. Know that God has knowledge of all your thoughts. Therefore take heed, and bear in mind that God is forgiving and lenient. It shall be no offense for you to divorce your wives before the marriage is consummated, or the dowry settled. Provide for them with fairness, the rich man according to his means, and the poor man according to his. This is binding on righteous men. If you divorce them before the marriage is consummated, but after their dowry has been settled, give them the half of their dowry, unless they or the husband agree to waive it. But it is more proper that the husband should waive it. Do not forget to show kindness to each other. God observes your actions. Attend regularly to your prayers, including the middle prayer, and stand up with all devotion before God. When you are exposed to danger, pray on foot or while riding, and when you are restored to safety, remember God, as he has taught you with what you did not know. You shall bequeath your widows a year's maintenance without causing them to leave their homes, but if they leave of their own accord, no blame shall be attached to you for any course they may deem reasonable to pursue. God is mighty and wise. Reasonable provision shall also be made for divorced women. That is incumbent on righteous men. Thus God makes known to you his revelations, that you may grow in understanding. Consider those that fled their homes in their thousands for fear of death. God said to them, "You shall perish," and then he brought them back to life. Surely God is bountiful to mankind, but most men do not give thanks. Fight for the cause of God, and bear in mind that God hears all and knows all. Who will grant God a generous loan? He will repay him many times over. God gives in scant measure and abundantly. To him shall you be recalled. Have you not heard of what the leaders of the Israelites demanded of one of their prophets after the death of Moses? "Raise up for us a king," they said, "and we will fight for the cause of God." He replied, "What if you refuse when ordered so to fight?" "Why should we refuse to fight for the cause of God," they said, "when we have been driven from our dwellings and our children?" But when at last they were ordered to fight, they all refused, except a few of them. God knows the evildoers. Their prophet said to them, "God has appointed Saul to be your king." But they replied, "Should he be given the kingship, when we are more deserving of it than he? Besides, he is not rich at all." He said, "God has chosen him to rule over you, and made him grow in wisdom and in stature. God gives him his sovereignty, to whom he will. God is munificent and all-knowing." Their prophet also said to them, "The advent of the ark shall be the portent of his reign. Therein shall be tranquility from your Lord, and the relics which the house of Moses and the house of Aaron left behind. It will be borne by the angels. That will be a sign for you, if you are true believers." And when Saul marched out with his army, he said, "God will put you to the proof at a certain river. He that drinks from it shall cease to be my soldier, but he that does not drink from it, or contents himself with a taste of it in the hollow of his hand, shall fight by my side." But they all drank from it, except a few of them. And when Saul had crossed the river with those who shared his faith, they said, "We have no power this day against Goliath and his warriors." But those of them who believed that they would meet God replied, "Many a small band has, by God's grace, vanquished a mighty army. God is with those who endure with fortitude." When they met Goliath and his warriors, they cried, "Lord, fill our hearts with steadfastness. Make us firm of foot, and help us against the unbelievers." By God's will they routed them. David slew Goliath, and God bestowed on him sovereignty and wisdom, and taught him what he pleased. Had God not defeated some by the might of others, the earth would have been utterly corrupted. But God is bountiful to mankind. Such are God's revelations. We recite them to you in all truth, for you are one of our emissaries. Of these emissaries, we have exalted some above others. To some God spoke directly, others he raised to a lofty status. We gave Jesus, son of Mary, indisputable signs and strengthened him with the Holy Spirit. Had God pleased, those who succeeded them would not have fought against one another after the veritable signs had been given them. But they disagreed among themselves. Some had faith, and others had none. Yet God pleased they would not have fought against one another. God does what he will. Believers, bestow in alms a part of what we have given you before that day arrives when commerce and friendship and intercession shall be no more. Truly, it is the unbelievers who are unjust. God, there is no God but him, the living, the eternal one. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes him. He is what the heavens and earth contain. Who can intercede with him except by his permission? He knows what is before and behind men. They can grasp only that part of his knowledge which he wills. His throne is as vast as the heavens and the earth, and the preservation of both does not weary him. He is the exalted, the immense one. There shall be no compulsion in religion. True guidance is now distinct from error. He that renounces idol worship and puts his faith in God shall grasp a firm handle that he will never break. God hears and knows all. He that renounces idol worship and puts his faith in God shall grasp a firm handle that will never break. God hears all and knows all. God is the patron of the faithful. He leads them from darkness to the light. As for the unbelievers, their patrons are false gods who lead them from light to darkness. They are the heirs of the fire and shall abide in it forever. Have you not heard of him who argued with Abraham about his Lord because God had bestowed sovereignty upon him? Abraham said, "My Lord is he who has the power of life and death." "I too," replied the other, "have the power of life and death." "God brings up the sun from the east," said Abraham. "Bring it up yourself from the west." The unbeliever was confounded. God does not guide the evildoers. Or of him who, when passing by a ruined and desolate city, remarked, "How can God give life to this city now that it is dead?" Thereupon God caused him to die, and after 100 years brought him back to life. "How long have you lingered?" asked God. "A day," he replied, "or part of a day." "Know then," said God, "that you have stayed away 100 years. Yet look at your food and drink. They have not rotted. And look at your ass. We will make you a sign for mankind. See how we will raise the bones and clothe them with flesh." And when it had all become manifest to him, he said, "Now I know that God has power over all things." When Abraham said, "Show me, Lord, how you will raise the dead," he replied, "Have you no faith?" "Yes," said Abraham, "but just to reassure my heart." "Take 4 birds, said he, "draw them to you and cut their bodies to pieces. Scatter them over the mountaintops, then call them back. They will come swiftly to you. Know that God is mighty and wise." Those that give their wealth for the cause of God can be compared to a grain of corn which brings forth 7 ears, each bearing 100 grains. God gives abundance to whom he will. God is munificent and all-knowing. Those that give their wealth for the cause of God and do not follow their almsgiving with taunts and insults shall be rewarded by their Lord. They shall have nothing to fear or to regret. A kind word with forgiveness is better than charity followed by insult. God is self-sufficient and gracious. Believers, do not mar your almsgiving with taunts and mischief-making, like those who spend their wealth for the sake of ostentation and believe neither in God nor in the last day. Such men are like a rock covered with earth. A shower falls upon it and leaves it hard and bare. They shall gain nothing from their works. God does not guide the unbelievers. But those that give away their wealth from a desire to please God and to reassure their own souls are like an orchard on a hillside. If a shower falls upon it, it yields up twice its normal produce, and if no rain falls, it is watered by the dew. God takes cognizance of all your actions. Would any one of you, being a man well advanced in age with helpless children to support, wish to have his orchard, an orchard planted with palm trees, vines, and all manner of fruits and watered by running streams, blasted and consumed by a fiery whirlwind? Thus God makes plain to you his revelations, so that you may give thought. Believers, give in alms from the wealth you have lawfully earned, and from that which we have brought out of the earth for you, not worthless things which you yourselves would but reluctantly accept. Know that God is self-sufficient and glorious. Satan threatens you with poverty and enjoins lewdness on you, but God promises you his forgiveness and his bounty. God is munificent and all-knowing. He gives wisdom to whom he will, and he that receives the gift of wisdom is rich indeed. Yet none but men of sense bear this in mind. Whatever alms you give and whatever vows you make are known to God, the evildoers shall have none to help them. To be charitable in public is good, but to give alms to the poor in private is better, and will atone for some of your sins. God has knowledge of all your actions. It is not for you to guide them. God gives guidance to whom he will. Whatever alms you give shall rebound to your own advantage, provided that you give them for the love of God. And whatever alms you give shall be repaid to you in full. You shall not be wronged. And for those needy men who, being wholly preoccupied with fighting for the cause of God, cannot travel the land in quest of trading ventures, the ignorant take them for men of wealth on account of their modest behavior. But you can recognize them by their look. They never importune men for alms. Whatever alms you give are known to God. Those that give alms by day and by night, in private and in public, shall be rewarded by their Lord. They shall have nothing to fear or to regret. Those that live on usury shall rise up before God like men whom Satan has demented by his touch, for they claim that trading is no different from usury, but God has permitted trading and made usury unlawful. He that has received an admonition from his Lord and mended his ways may keep his previous gains. God will be his judge. Those that turn back shall be the inmates of the fire, wherein they shall abide forever. God has laid his curse on usury and blessed almsgiving with increase. God bears no love for the impious and the sinful. Those that have faith and do good works, attend to their prayers and render the alms levy, will be rewarded by their Lord and will have nothing to fear or to regret. Believers, have fear of God and waive what is still due to you from usury, if your faith be true, or war shall be declared against you by God and his apostle. If you repent, you may retain your principal, suffering no loss and causing loss to none. If your debtor be in straits, grant him a delay until he can discharge his debt. But if you waive the sum as alms, it will be better for you, if you but knew it. Fear the day when you shall all return to God, when every soul shall be paid back for what it did. None shall be wronged. Believers, when you contract a debt for a fixed period, put it in writing. Let a scribe write it down for you with fairness. No scribe should refuse to write as God has taught him. Therefore let him write, and let the debtor dictate, fearing God his Lord, and not diminishing the sum he owes. If the debtor be an ignorant or feeble-minded person, or one who cannot dictate, let his guardian dictate for him in fairness. Call in two male witnesses from among you. But if two men cannot be found, then one man and two women, whom you judge fit to act as witnesses, so that if either of them makes an error, the other will remind her. Witnesses must not refuse if called upon to give evidence, so do not fail to put your debts in writing, be they small or large, together with the date of payment. This is more just in the sight of God. It ensures accuracy in testifying and is the best way to remove all doubt. But if the transaction be a bargain concluded on the spot, it is no offense for you if you do not put it into writing. See that witnesses are present when you barter with one another, and let no harm be done to either scribe or witness. If you harm them, you will commit a transgression. Have fear of God. God teaches you, and God has knowledge of all things. If you are traveling the road and a scribe cannot be found, then let pledges be given. If any one of you entrusts another with a pledge, let the trustee restore the pledge to its owner, and let him fear God, his Lord. You shall not withhold testimony. Sinful is the heart of him who withholds it. God has knowledge of all your actions. To God belongs all that the heavens and the earth contain. Whether you reveal your thoughts or hide them, God will bring you to account for them. He will forgive whom he will and punish whom he pleases. God has power over all things. The apostle believes in what has been revealed to him by his Lord, and so do the faithful. They all believe in God and his angels, his scriptures, and his apostles. We discriminate against none of his apostles. They say, "We hear and obey. Grant us your forgiveness, Lord. To you shall all return." God does not charge a soul with more than it can bear. It shall be requited for whatever good and whatever evil it has done. Lord, do not be angry with us if we forget or lapse into error. Lord, do not lay on us a burden such as you laid upon those before us. Lord, do not charge us with more than we can bear. Pardon us, forgive us our sins, and have mercy upon us. You alone are our protector. Give us victory over the unbelievers. The Imrans. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Alif, Lam, Mim. God, There is no God but Him, the living, the ever-existent One. He has revealed to you the book with the truth, confirming the scriptures which preceded it, for He has already revealed the Torah and the Gospel for the guidance of mankind and the distinction between right and wrong. Those that deny God's revelations shall be sternly punished. God is mighty and capable of revenge. Nothing on earth or in heaven is hidden from God. It is He who shapes your bodies in your mother's wombs as He pleases. There is no God but Him, the Mighty, the Wise One. It is He who has revealed to you the book. Some of its verses are precise in meaning. They are the foundation of the book, and others ambiguous. Those whose hearts are infected with disbelief observe the ambiguous parts, so as to create dissension by seeking to explain it. But no one knows its meaning except God. Those who are well grounded in knowledge say, "We believe in it. It is all from our Lord." But only the wise take heed. Lord, do not cause our hearts to go astray after you have guided us. Grant us mercy through your own grace. You are the munificent giver. Lord, you will surely gather all mankind upon a day that will indubitably come. God will not break his promise. As for the unbelievers, neither their riches nor their children will in the least save them from God's wrath. They shall become the fuel of the fire. They are like Pharaoh's people and those before them. They denied our revelations, and God smote them in their sin. God is stern in retribution. Say to the unbelievers, "You shall be overthrown and driven into hell, an evil resting place. Indeed, there was a sign for you in the two armies which met on the battlefield. One was fighting for the cause of God, the other being a host of unbelievers. The faithful saw with their very eyes, and they were twice their own number. But God strengthens with his aid whom he will. Surely in that there was a lesson for the discerning. Men are tempted by the lure of women and offspring, of hoarded treasures of gold and silver, of splendid horses, cattle, and plantations. These are the enjoyments of this life, but far better is the return to God. Say, shall I tell you of better things than these, with which the righteous shall be rewarded by their Lord? Gardens watered by running streams, where they shall dwell forever, spouses of perfect chastity and grace from God. God is watching his servants, those who say, Lord, we believe in you, forgive us our sins and keep us from the torment of the fire, who are steadfast, sincere, obedient, and charitable, and who implore forgiveness at break of day. God bears witness that there is no God but him, and so do the angels and the sages. He is the executor of justice, the only God, the mighty, the wise one. The only true faith in God's sight is Islam. Those to whom the scriptures were given disagreed amongst themselves, through insolence, only after knowledge had been vouchsafed them. He that denies God's revelations should know that swift is God's reckoning. If they argue with you, say, I have submitted to God, and so have those that follow me. To those who are given the scriptures, and to the Gentiles, say, will you submit to God? If they become Muslims, they shall be rightly guided. If they pay no heed, then your only duty is to warn them. God is watching all his servants. Those that deny God's revelations and slay the prophets unjustly and kill the men who preach fair dealing, warn them of a woeful scourge. Their works shall come to nothing in this world and in the world to come, and there shall be none to help them. Do but consider those who have received a portion of the scriptures. When they are called on to accept the judgment of God's book, some turn their backs and pay no heed, for they declare, we shall endure the fire for a few days only. In their religion, they are deceived by their own lies. What will they do when we gather them all together upon a day which is sure to come, when every soul will be given what it has earned with no injustice? Say, Lord, sovereign of all sovereignty, you bestow your sovereignty on whom you will and take it away from whom you please. You exalt whomever you will and debase whomever you please. In your hand lies all that is good. You have power over all things. You cause the night to pass into the day, and the day to pass into the night. You bring forth the living from the dead, and you bring forth the dead from the living. You give without stint to whom you will. Let not believers make friends with infidels in preference to the faithful. He that does this has nothing to hope for from God, except in self-defense. God admonishes you to fear him, for to God shall all return. Say, whether you hide what is in your hearts or reveal it, it is known to God. He knows all that the heavens and the earth contain. God has power over all things. The day will surely come when each soul will be confronted with whatever good it did. As for its evil deeds, it will wish they were a long way off. God admonishes you to fear him. God is compassionate towards his servants. Say, if you love God, follow me. God will love you and forgive you your sins. God is forgiving and merciful. Say, obey God and the apostle. If they pay no heed, then surely God does not love the unbelievers. God exalted Adam and Noah, Abraham's descendants and the descendants of Imran, above the nations. They were the offspring of one another. God hears all and knows all. Remember the words of Imran's wife. Lord, she said, I dedicate to your service that which is in my womb. Accept it from me. You alone hear and know all. And when she was delivered of the child, she said, Lord, I have given birth to a daughter. God well knew of what she was delivered. The male is not like the female. And she said, And I have called her Mary. Protect her and all her descendants from Satan, the accursed one. Her Lord graciously accepted her. He made her grow a goodly child and entrusted her to the care of Zacharias. Whenever Zacharias visited her in the shrine, he found that she had food with her. Mary, he said, where is this food from? It is from God, she answered. God gives without measure to whom he will. Thereupon Zacharias prayed to his Lord, saying, Lord, grant me of your own grace upright descendants. You hear all prayers. And as he stood praying in the shrine, the angels called out to him, saying, God bids you rejoice in the birth of John, who shall confirm the word of God. He shall be princely and chaste, a prophet and a righteous man. Lord, said Zacharias, how shall I have a son when I am now overtaken by old age and my wife is barren? Such is the will of God, he replied. He does what he pleases. Lord, said he, vouchsafe me a sign. For 3 days and 3 nights, he replied, you shall not speak to any man except by signs. Remember your Lord always. Give glory to him morning and evening. And remember the angel's words to Mary. They said, God has chosen you. He has made you pure and exalted you above womankind. Mary, be obedient to your Lord. Bow down and worship with the worshippers. This is an account of a divine secret. We reveal it to you. You were not present when they cast lots to see which of them should have charge of Mary, nor were you present when they argued about her. The angels said to Mary, God bids you rejoice in a word from him. His name is the Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary. He shall be noble in this world and in the world to come, and shall be one of those who are favored. He shall preach to men in his cradle and in the prime of manhood, and shall lead a righteous life. Lord, she said, how can I bear a child when no man has touched me? He replied, even thus, God creates whom he will. When he decrees a thing, he need only say, be, and it is. He will instruct him in the scriptures and in wisdom, in the Torah and in the gospel, and send him forth as an apostle to the Israelites. He will say, I bring you a sign from your Lord. From clay I will make you the likeness of a bird. I shall breathe into it, and, by God's leave, it shall become a living bird. By God's leave, I shall heal the blind man and the leper, and raise the dead to life. I shall tell you what to eat and what to store up in your houses. Surely that will be a sign for you if you are true believers. I come to confirm the Torah which preceded me, and to make lawful for you some of the things you are forbidden. I bring you a sign from your Lord. Therefore fear God and obey me. God is my Lord and your Lord. Therefore serve him. That is a straight path. When Jesus observed that they had no faith, he said, Who will help me in the cause of God? The disciples replied, We are God's helpers. We believe in God. Bear witness that we may submit to him. Lord, we believe in your revelations and follow the apostle. Count us among your witnesses. They contrived, and God contrived. God is the supreme contriver. God said, Jesus, I am about to claim you back and lift you up to me. I shall take you away from the unbelievers and exalt your followers above them till the day of resurrection. Then to me you shall all return, and I shall judge your disputes. The unbelievers shall be sternly punished in this world and in the world to come. There shall be none to help them, and for those that have faith and do good works, they shall be given their reward in full. God does not love the evildoers. This revelation and this wise admonition we recite to you. Jesus is like Adam in the sight of God. He created him from the dust, and then said to him, Be, and he was. This is the truth from your Lord. Therefore do not doubt it. To those that dispute with you concerning him after the knowledge you have received, say, Come, let us gather our sons and your sons, our wives and your wives, our people and your people. We will then pray and call down the curse of God on every liar. This is the whole truth. There is no God but God. Surely it is God who is the mighty, the wise one. If they pay no heed, God knows the evildoers. Say, People of the book, let us come to an agreement, that we will worship none but God, that we will associate none with him, and that none of us shall set up mortals as deities besides God. If they turn away, say, Bear witness then that we submit to God. People of the book, why do you argue about Abraham when both the Torah and the Gospel were not revealed till after him? Have you no sense? Indeed, you have argued about the things of which you have some knowledge. Must you now argue about that of which you know nothing at all? God knows, but you know not. Abraham was neither Jew nor Christian. He was an upright man, one who submitted to God. He was no idolater. Surely the men who are nearest to Abraham are those who follow him, this prophet, and the true believers. God is the guardian of the faithful. Some of the people of the book wish to mislead you, but they mislead none but themselves, though they may not perceive it. People of the book, why do you deny God's revelations when you know that they are true? People of the book, why do you confound the true with the false and knowingly hide the truth? Some of the people of the book say to one another, Believe in that which is revealed to the faithful in the morning and deny it in the evening, so that they may themselves abandon their faith. Believe in none except those that follow your own religion. Say, The only guidance is the guidance of God. Do not believe that anyone will be given the like of that which you were given, or that they will ever dispute with you in your Lord's presence. Say, Grace is in the hands of God. He bestows it on whom he will. God is munificent and all-knowing. He is merciful to whom he will. God's grace is infinite. Among the people of the book, there are some who, if you trust them with a heap of gold, will return it to you intact, and there are others who, if you trust them with one dinar, will not hand it back unless you demand it with importunity. For they say, We are not bound to keep faith with Gentiles. Thus they deliberately say of God what is untrue. Indeed, those that keep faith and guard themselves against evil know that God loves the righteous. Those that sell the covenant of God and their own oaths for a paltry price shall have no share in the world to come. God will neither speak to them, nor look at them, nor purify them on the day of resurrection. Woeful punishment awaits them. And there are some among them who twist their tongues when quoting the scriptures, so that you may think it from the scriptures, whereas it is not from the scriptures. They say, This is from God, whereas it is not from God. Thus they knowingly ascribe falsehood to God. No mortal whom God has given the scriptures and whom he has endowed with judgment and prophethood would say to men, Worship me instead of God, but rather, Be devoted servants of God, for you have taught and studied the scriptures. Nor would he enjoin you to serve the angels and the prophets as your gods. For would he enjoin you to be unbelievers after you have submitted to God? When God made his covenant with the prophets, he said, Here are the scriptures and the wisdom which I have given you. An apostle will come forth to confirm them. Believe in him and help him. Will you affirm this and accept the burden I have laid on you in these terms? They replied, We will affirm it. Then bear witness, he said, and I will bear witness with you. He that hereafter rebels is a transgressor. Are they seeking a religion other than God's, when every soul in the heavens and the earth has submitted to him, willingly or by compulsion? To him they shall return. Say, We believe in God and what is revealed to us, in that which was revealed to Abraham and Ishmael, to Isaac and Jacob and the tribes, and in that which their Lord gave Moses and Jesus and the prophets. We discriminate against none of these. To him we have surrendered ourselves. He that chooses a religion other than Islam, it will not be accepted from him, and in the world to come he will surely be among the losers. How will God guide those who lapse into unbelief after embracing the faith and acknowledging the apostle as true, and after receiving veritable proofs? God does not guide the evildoers. Their rewards will be the curse of God, the angels, and all mankind. Under it they shall abide forever. Their punishment shall not be mitigated, nor shall they be reprieved, except those who afterwards repent and mend their ways. For God is forgiving and merciful. But those that recant after accepting the true faith and grow in unbelief, their repentance shall not be accepted. These are the true erring ones. As for those that recant and die unbelievers, no ransom shall be accepted from them, be it as much gold as would fill the entire earth. Woeful punishment awaits them, and none shall help them. You shall never be truly righteous until you give in alms what you dearly cherish. The alms you give are known to God. All food was lawful to the Israelites, except what Israel forbade himself before the Torah was revealed. Say, bring the Torah and read it, if what you say be true. Those that after this invent falsehoods about God are great transgressors. Say, God has declared the truth. Follow the faith of Abraham. He was an upright man, no idolater. The first temple ever to be built for mankind was that at Baca, a blessed site, a beacon for the nations. In it there are veritable signs in the spot where Abraham stood. Whoever enters it is safe. Pilgrimage to the house is a duty to God for all who can make the journey. As for the unbelievers, God can surely do without them. Say, people of the book, why do you deny the revelations of God? God bears witness to all your actions. Say, people of the book, why do you debar believers from the path of God and seek to make it crooked when you have witnessed all? God is never heedless of what you do. Believers, if you yield to a group from among those who were given the book, they will turn you back from faith to unbelief. But how can you disbelieve when God's revelations are recited to you, and his own apostle is in your midst? He that holds fast to God shall be guided to a straight path. Believers, fear God as you rightly should, and when death comes, die true Muslims. Cling one and all to the faith of God, and let nothing divide you. Remember the favor God has bestowed upon you, how, after your enmity, he united your hearts, so that you are now brothers through his grace, and how he delivered you from the abyss of fire when you stood on the very brink of it. Thus God makes plain to you his revelations, so that you may be rightly guided. Let there become of you a community that shall call for righteousness, enjoin justice, and forbid evil. Such men will surely triumph. Do not follow the example of those who became divided and oppressed to one another after veritable proofs had been given them. Grievous punishment awaits them on the day when some faces will be bright with joy and others blackened. The black-faced sinners will be asked, "Did you recant after embracing the true faith? Taste then our scourge, for you were unbelievers." As for those whose faces will be bright, they shall abide forever in God's mercy. Such are God's revelations. We recite them to you in all truth. God desires no injustice to mankind. He is all that the heavens and the earth contain. To God shall all things return. You are the noblest community ever raised up for mankind. You enjoin justice and forbid evil. You believe in God. Had the people of the book accepted the faith, it would surely have been better for them. Some are true believers, but most of them are evildoers. If they harm you, it can cause you but a slight hurt, and if they fight against you, they will turn their backs and run away. Then there shall be none to help them. Ignominy shall attend them wherever they are found, unless they make a covenant with God or with man. They have incurred the wrath of God and have been utterly humbled, because they disbelieved God's revelations and slew the prophets unjustly, and because they were rebels and transgressors. Yet they are not all alike. There are among the people of the book some upright men who all night long recite the revelations of God and worship him, who believe in God and the last day, who enjoin justice and forbid evil and vie with each other in good works. These are righteous men. Whatever good they do, its reward shall not be denied them. God well knows the righteous. As for the unbelievers, Neither their riches nor their children shall in the least protect them from God's scourge. They are the heirs of the fire, and there they shall remain for ever. The wealth they spend in this world is like a freezing wind that smites the tillage of men who have wronged themselves, laying it waste. God is not unjust to them. They are unjust to their own souls. Believers, do not make friends with any but your own people. They will spare no pains to corrupt you. They desire nothing but your ruin. Their hatred is evident from what they utter with their mouths, but greater is the hatred which their breasts conceal. We have made plain to you our revelations. Strive to understand them. See how you love them, and they do not love you. You believe in the entire book. When they meet you, they say, "We too are believers." But when alone, they bite their fingertips with rage. Say, "May you perish in your rage. God has knowledge of your innermost thoughts." When you are blessed with good fortune, they grieve. But when evil befalls you, they rejoice. If you persevere and guard yourselves against evil, their machinations will never harm you. God has knowledge of all their actions. Remember when you left your people at an early hour to lead the faithful to their battle posts. God heard all and knew all. Two of your battalions became faint-hearted, but God was their protector. In God let the faithful put their trust. God had already given you victory at Badr when you were helpless. Therefore, have fear of God. Perhaps you will give thanks. You said to the believers, "It is not enough that your Lord should send down 3,000 angels to help you." Yes, if you have patience and guard yourselves against evil, God will send to your aid 5,000 angels, splendidly accoutred, if they suddenly attack you. God designed this to be but good news for you, so that your hearts might be comforted. Victory comes only from God, the Mighty, the Wise One, and that he might cut off the flank of the unbelievers or put them to flight, that they might withdraw utterly defeated. It is no concern of yours whether he will forgive or punish them. They are wrongdoers. He is all that the heavens and the earth contain. He pardons whom he will and punishes whom he pleases. God is forgiving and merciful. Believers, do not live on usury, doubling your wealth many times over. Have fear of God, that you may prosper. Guard yourselves against the fire prepared for unbelievers. Obey God and the apostle, that you may find mercy. Vie with each other to earn the forgiveness of your Lord and a paradise as vast as heaven and earth, prepared for the righteous. Those who give alms alike in prosperity and in adversity, who curb their anger and forgive their fellow men, God loves the charitable, who, if they commit evil or wrong their souls, remember God and seek forgiveness for their sins, for who but God can forgive sin, and do not knowingly persist in their misdeeds. These shall be rewarded with forgiveness from their Lord, and with gardens watered by running streams, where they shall dwell forever. Blessed is the reward of those who do good works. Numerous were the cults that came and went before you. Roam the world and see what was the fate of those who disbelieved. This is a declaration to mankind, a guide and an admonition to the righteous. Take heart and do not despair. Have faith and you shall triumph. If you have suffered a defeat, so did the enemy. We alternate these vicissitudes among mankind so that God may know the true believers and choose martyrs from among you. God does not love the evildoers, and that God may test the faithful and annihilate the infidels. Did you suppose that you would enter paradise before God has proved the men who fought for him and endured with fortitude? You used to wish for death before you met it, and now you have seen what it is like. Muhammad is no more than an apostle. Other apostles have passed away before him. If he die or be slain, will you recant? He that recants will do no harm to God, but God will recompense the thankful. No one dies unless God wills. The term of every life is fixed. He that desires the reward of this world shall have it, and he that desires the reward of life to come shall have it also. We will surely recompense the faithful. He that desires the reward of this world shall have it, and he that desires the reward of the life to come shall have it also. We will surely recompense the thankful. Many large armies have fought by the side of their prophet. They were never daunted by what befell them on the path of God. They neither weakened nor cringed abjectly. God loves the steadfast. Their only words were, "Lord, forgive us our sins and our excesses. Make us firm of foot and give us victory over the unbelievers. Therefore God gave them the reward of this life and the glorious recompense of the life to come. God loves the righteous. Believers, if you yield to the infidels, they will drag you back to unbelief, and you will return headlong to perdition. But God is your protector. He is the best of helpers. We will put terror into the hearts of the unbelievers. They serve other deities besides God, for whom he has revealed no sanction. The fire shall be their home. Evil indeed is the dwelling of the evildoers. God fulfilled his pledge to you when, by his leave, you defeated them. But afterwards, your courage failed you. Discord reigned among you, and you disobeyed the apostle after he had brought you within sight of what you wished for. Some chose this world, others chose the world to come. He allowed you to be defeated in order to test you, but now he has forgiven you, for God is gracious to the faithful. Remember how you fled in panic while the apostle at your rear was calling out to you. Therefore, he paid you back with sorrow for every vexation. He has now forgiven you, so that you might not grieve for what you missed or what befell you. God is cognizant of all your actions. Then, after sorrow, he let peace fall upon you, a sleep which overtook some, while others lay troubled by their own fancies, thinking unjust and foolish thoughts about